You're listening to Bravo Should Be Fun with Liz, Alex, and Micah. I'ma bust it down on a free bitch. I'm a free bitch. It's a good show. You can see shit. Ain't no peeping.
Ain't no free bitch. Ain't no free shit. I don't want you. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Bravo Should Be Fun, your weekly Bravo podcast. I'm your host, Liz.
And I'm Alex.
And our other correspondent, Micah, is on assignment tonight, unfortunately. She will be joining me tomorrow while Alex is going to be on assignment. But tonight, we have the very important task of tackling Beverly Hills and Vanderpump Rules, and then some other, I guess we can just start on the, like, there's other trickling gossip going on in the Bravo world, of course. But I guess firstly, because it happened on, when was it? So Lala announced that she's pregnant with her second child. I believe it's a sperm donor done through IUI. I think, you sent that to us. What day was that?
Was that yesterday? I can't even remember.
Yeah, I think it might have been like 2 days ago.
I was over this week last week. This was, 3 days ago she posted it.
Oh, nice. So happy for her. That picture of, that's such a cute picture. I mean, it's unfortunate that her daughter does look a little bit like Randall. But, you know, that's genetics for you.
It's like when Portia Williams had her baby and everybody kept saying it was Dennis with a bow.
Oh, my God. I feel like there's another Bravo baby out there that looks so much like one of the other fathers too. That's unfortunate. I'll think of it. I'll come up with it sometime.
Yeah, it's not, I don't think it's Avery. I think she's a baby.
Oh my God. Avery is like Ramona's twin. They could be sisters. Is that the Avery you meant?
Yeah. And I'm sure Ramona's telling everybody they're sisters too.
So I did my Roni rewatch. And I'm going back and listening to the Watch What Crappens boys do their recaps of New York. And it's just pure bliss. And they're, I mean, they have a whole, you know, the Ramona shtick down. And there was this time where Ramona was, yeah, where she was like hanging out with Avery and her daughters or in her college friends. And was like, I'm just one of the girls. Like, she's just so delicious.
I remember that. Was that when she had her apartment remodeled? And she had everybody over?
It was in that same season, I believe, when she did the top knot on her head.
Oh, God. That was so unfortunate. Like, how did she not have extensions put into that sad little lonely pony that she was wearing at her event?
Yeah. Well, because it's like the sides.
It's so triggering for me.
Yeah, that would have been a good addition.
Like, she has all that money and she can't buy some fucking extensions?
I know. She needed to plump it up a little. And Tinsley's mom was like, oh.
And this is coming from a girl with fine hair.
Oh, same. I have fine hair and I basically have no hair. Like,
right, my five strands.
Yeah. Another interesting, I mean, we did talk about the lawsuit that Rachel filed last week against Tom and Ariana, but also I did realize that there was a weird mention in the suit, even though she didn't sue James, but there was mention of him kicking her family dog.
Oh, yeah. You did send that to us in the group
chat. That document.
Yes.
Which it's just like disgusting, if true. I don't understand how it's related in this case against Tom and Ariana.
Right.
Maybe it has to do with possibly the mental anguish she was under and kind of explain, I guess maybe possibly explaining the background of relationships, possibly there could be something in there, but.
Is she asking for Graham or Hippie back?
I don't think so. I don't think so in that lawsuit. I think that there was definitely.
Because I was going to say, if you're doing that.
Right.
Then I could see like why you would list it, but.
I mean, there wasn't really much happening with the Graham Hippie stuff this week, although we do see him. But I just think I'm surprised that, I mean, she's not suing James. Like, why not release a statement denying all of that stuff? I haven't seen anything from James. Have you?
Ooh, good point. No, I am not seeing a single word.
Right. Yeah.
And animal abuse is huge. So, and especially like a Lisa Vanderpump spinoff show that her name is attached to have an animal abuser on there would not be savory.
Exactly. Like, even I'm surprised Lisa didn't come out with anything. I don't know. I was just pondering. I mean, the first thing I would want to do is clear my name. I mean, this thing with this Rachel lawsuit is, you know, everywhere right now. So
even Tom was speaking on it.
I could see if Tom and Ariana don't say anything because they are named in the lawsuit. So it would make sense that their lawyers wouldn't want them saying anything. But she's not suing James.
If I were him in that position and I'm not being sued, but I'm named in a suit saying I did some bad things,
mm-hmm.
I would automatically lawyer up.
Yeah.
And then go by their advice of like, I have to defend myself in this. So like, okay, per my lawyers, whatever, I still want to clear myself. Like, how are you staying silent?
Well, because this is the level of the court of public opinion right now, because he wasn't named or being sued. He was named, he was not being sued. So, you know, public opinion. These are the kind of things that I really wonder if Andy would ask this on the reunion, but for some reason, I feel like he wouldn't, because James kind of gets by with, you know, he gets away with everything. I feel like he's not really, his feet are not held to the fire for his behaviors, his bad behaviors.
No. And there's been other abuse allegations, like against Kristen, against Rachel.
Oh, right. Exactly. Exactly.
So if you hit a woman, it wouldn't shock me if you hit a dog, sadly, but
I know. Very, very icky.
I need the reunion.
Yeah, well, I was thinking, I think I texted you guys yesterday about how, well, it's gonna be so weird to have a pretty pregnant Lala Kent on the on the reunion, because that's never happened for a Vanderpump Rules reunion before, because they are basically like kids is how we see them. There have been plenty of housewives that have been pregnant.
Yeah, for them, I just find them so immature that I'm like, oh, okay, like, she's pregnant? That's weird.
I know, yeah.
Your baby just didn't automatically arrive?
With the stork?
Amazon Prime 3 days?
And I was reading something about how she was very, with the sperm bank that she went to, I believe there was something where she looked at all the genetics and, you know, everything was good there. But I believe they didn't include, it was either they didn't include a picture of him now or the picture of him as a baby. I'll get back to you on that.
Oh, so wait, she's seen a picture of him though?
I believe so. I need to look back on my source. I mean, if I was getting a sperm donor, I would want to know what he looked like.
I just didn't know that they like offered that. Cause like, what if for like whatever the 1 millionth chance is, you like run into this guy at the airport and now you've seen what he looks like. So now you're like here, you know, maybe you have the kid with you. Like, oh, I'd be so tempted.
I'm sure there is an option where it's like a closed sperm donation where no one sees any pictures or names, but I've not looked into this option, so I really don't know.
No one trusts me with a child.
Let's get into Beverly Hills part two.
Yes.
This starts out with the continuation of Dorit and Kyle, and you know, basically Kyle holding a grudge of Dorit sticking up for Kathy last reunion. And, you know, she doesn't outright say it, but it's just so obvious that like something has majorly shifted between the two. I did read a lot of like, it feels like Kyle and Mauricio used to hang out with PK and Dorit a lot, like as couples. So it's almost like hanging out with, now that Kyle and Mauricio are no longer a couple, it's like hanging out with Dorit almost gives her PTSD in a way. And actually, I don't even want to use that in this context because Dorit is,
oh, she's PTSD.
It's not the
police.
Same thing,
right?
Yeah, exactly. But I don't know, what do you think on that? Like, could that possibly be why she drifted away?
That's, I mean, your theory is a lot nicer than mine, where I want to accuse her, Dorit and Mo, of having an affair. And
yeah,
and PK and Kyle are like just dealing with the aftermath,
right?
So I will say that yours is much more optimistic.
Well, that theory has been around for a long time. It's been
ever since,
you know,
she kissed his shoulder after she got robbed during that group hug for PK and Mo. It's just, it hasn't sat right with me.
I do not remember that. I will need to go back and watch.
I feel like I've watched that season so many times.
Was it 2021? Was it like the COVID season?
I think it was.
Okay.
I can't remember, but it was super interesting to me. I find it funny that Kyle's just trying to say that they weren't close friends, though.
Oh, such bullshit.
You know what I mean? Like, okay, so now you admit that you went on all these vacations with this woman. You know, you and your husbands were close.
She backtracked on that. She was like, oh, no, it was only one vacation that I can remember. Like, she has amnesia all of a sudden.
Like, didn't they go to Mexico a bunch of times together?
I feel like they go to Europe. I feel like that was one of the more damning indictments. Just like Kyle lying, you know?
That's why I'm getting really mad at her about all of this.
Right.
Because
I know.
And especially when she was like, oh, you know, you all feel entitled to my life. Yes, ma'am.
You're on a show.
We are entitled to your life.
Give
what,
it up,
what are
baby.
We doing here otherwise? Like, go home.
You're getting paid for this.
Goodbye, Kyle. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah. It's so frustrating that she is like so defensive now. And, you know, she is the way she is explaining it. It is basically that she feels like she has given 13 years on the show and given and given and given and not held anything back. And now she's owed privacy in this one situation. When in reality, we got surface stuff mostly, aside from the stuff with her sisters, which we really did also have to drag out of her, aside from when she outed Kim as an alcoholic. But we have to drag everything out of Kyle. She is not freely given.
That was season one.
Exactly. Yeah. Which I actually am rewatching now.
Oh, I love season one. That's like Beverly Hills is like my go-to background.
Yeah, I skipped season one, but now maybe I'm regretting it. But for some reason, I wanted to go to season two. I'm not sure why. I was like, I don't know what it was.
Season one has Alison DeBois. It has, you're sick and an alcoholic. You stole my goddamn house. Like, it's, oh maybe, my God, it's literally like
it was so
gold.
Dark. Yeah. Maybe because in season two, I'm getting like Brandy Glanville. And I didn't get, and the season one was also like, you know, Camille Grammer. I don't know.
Totally forgot about the divorce.
Yeah,
totally forgot
right.
about this.
Yeah. Where she was insufferable.
There was another Mrs. Grammer.
Yeah. Oh my God. And her eating crow the next season.
I love it, though.
I know. So then back to this reunion, then we just get into like, I felt like most of this reunion was Kyle and Sutton arguing about whether they accused each other of having an eating disorder or a drinking problem.
Right. I mean, it was. And, you know, Kyle, oh, you all you have is your horse and your cashmere.
Horse. Yeah.
Excuse me, ma'am. I am going to name them because Sutton has given us a lot. She has given us her marriage. She's given us her own, you know, her past with her dad. That's so sad. She talks about MERS. She's talked about her esophagus, willingly or unwillingly. This woman has given us a lot, internally and externally.
And lifestyle porn. I mean, you know. The cat sweaters. That's worth something.
Right? Like, I'm still obsessed with that cat sweater. I don't care what anybody says. I love that damn sweater.
Oh, same. I want one.
Right? Where do I get
the
Sheen version?
That color blue is like one of my favorites. It's my AirPod case is powder blue.
Yes.
I love a good powder blue.
It's so chic.
And I want a cat. It is so chic.
Do you want a real cat or do you want a sweater?
Oh, yeah. I love cats. I love all animals except for like lizards or, you know. Birds, I don't care for either.
I'm starting to get freaked out by birds. I will admit that. The older I'm getting, the more freaked out I'm getting.
I was going to talk about this in relation to Vanderpump Rules, which we'll go to next. But the scary movie that I watched this weekend that had me gripping my couch has a bird element in it. The movie's called Hereditary, and it is... I mean, a lot of people call it, like, the scariest movie of all time.
Yeah, because it sounds, like, predatory.
Yeah, it does.
I already don't like this.
I mean,
bad.
It's a predatory demon haunting a family, so, yeah. But yeah, that is a large bird theme in it. But if anyone out there listening loves a good scary movie that you'll want to rewatch, because it's one of those movies that has so many clues and like symbolism and the meaning of different colors that different people are wearing. There's so many different like elements to it and deeper hidden meanings in all of the props and, you know, what it's just so layered. So it's called Hereditary. It's on HBO. So yeah.
I was just going to ask that. I'm like, what's the streaming?
On HBO. Yeah.
Whose password do I got to steal for this?
It's from that production company, A24, which I love a lot of their stuff. They do a lot of artsy movies. Artsy fartsy.
I love that.
But anyway, yeah. Where did we ever go? Oh, we were talking about birds. Birds and cats.
I'm definitely not watching that damn movie, though.
Okay, Erica in the reunion, though, was cracking me up with, like, the different faces she was making when, like, Kyle and Sutton were going back and forth. She's just, like, the Greek chorus making, you know, her little...
The little part in her hair, though, it was just giving me, like, Benjamin Franklin vibes.
Yeah, no, it was so weird. It was parted down the middle, and the two sides were, like, waves and, like, tucked under. No, I totally see that.
Right.
Yeah.
And then it's like this weird ponytail. Like, and I know I'm hating on ponytails tonight for some reason, but like, I just don't understand this look. What were we going for? What was this?
I don't understand how the hair was like tucked underneath, you know, or like flipped.
I have a lot of questions.
I know.
Erica, what are we doing here? And like, and I still can't get past the shoulder pad situation spike thing.
I see Micah didn't like it. I mean because it looks like that's like a cool like Margiela or who's the other designer. Oh, it starts with a B. Oh, I'm blanking on it, but I like her dress. I like her dress out of everyone else's. I do. I mean, yeah.
I like Sutton's.
I like hers too, but the more I look at it, the less interesting it is. You know, just like the flower here and there.
She's understated.
Yeah, yeah. No, it fits. It actually really fits her vibe. Actually, both outfits, Erica and Sutton's, really fit their vibe.
That's true. It's very villain-esque of Erica's outfit.
Oh, yeah.
Totally. I don't know, I just always see her as the villain.
Yeah, well, I did watch a little bet. Yeah, I watched a little bit of Bet It All on Blonde, and they're definitely pulling out the, you know, I mean, her dog Tiago is getting really old, so he can't walk sometimes, and he's like, she's like helping him up. I know, it's like the easiest ploy.
How old was he though?
I'm not sure, because she had him when she was living with Tom, so he's a big dog too, so he's probably old. I know.
I'm like, I need them like on life support to pull a plug. Like, I'm just not the person that can like put down an animal. So I'm like, I can't watch this.
No, I know. I've had to put down two. It's like the worst moment of my life.
Yes.
They were both 15 though. Little dachshunds.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, they lived a nice full life. I want to get another one though. But
all my animals are currently at my mom's. Sorry, mom.
Oh.
So, I'm not allowed anymore.
Okay, so wait, so they're talking about this weed dinner now. And I can't remember if we discussed this or not, that the reason why Denise was so mad at Erica is about the Brandy and Denise hookup rumor, which makes a lot of sense that she would still be mad about that. Okay, that's what I thought.
I genuinely thought it was the children comment.
I know. Because
if that was my kid.
Right. And she kept talking about the OnlyFans stuff too.
Right.
Or maybe that was more in the confessionals. So.
No, because she brought up Sammy's OnlyFans. So, but.
Yeah. But that wasn't at the weed dinner. That was the.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Taco
that was
Tuesday.
Crystals. Yeah. I guess what's bothering me about all of this, though, is that if it does stem from the Brandy Denise moment.
Yeah.
And now Kyle, whether she's queer baiting us or is actually.
Yeah.
Dating Morgan. I'm kind of pissed off because it's like this was, what, 2 seasons ago?
Mm-hmm.
So you've become so progressive in that time that like Denise got outed basically for not outed in that sense, but, you know, she was outed of the show, like basically pushed off.
And it was such a scandal.
And now we're not even allowed to ask a question of Kyle. Yeah.
Well, it looks like it comes up in the third installment, in the third part of the reunion, thank God, about whether she and Morgan are dating.
I don't want to agree with Erica, but I want her put on like a pig on a spit and just roast it for like a good amount of time that it's all even. I want this done.
Yeah. I know. Like it's so different because there's such different implications here between the comparisons of Erica and what her husband was up to versus Kyle and whether she's in a lesbian relationship, you know, but still we want to know the truth. You know, you put yourself on a show, you're getting paid money. Tell us the truth.
Exactly. Like Kyle has made how much money off of Bravo and the Real Housewives?
Right.
I mean, would the agency even be around if it wasn't for Real Housewives of Beverly Hills? Probably not.
I mean, I don't know. It possibly could have. I feel like he could have had enough contacts in town. I think their profile was definitely elevated by the show. But also, you got to remember that, like, this community is pretty niche, the Bravo watchers. Like, I feel like we think that there's a lot of us because we're kind of in the communities talking about it. But it's pretty niche, I think, within, like, obviously the context of the whole country. But what I was going to say is that it's sort of like Kyle's making it a big deal of denying that she's in a relationship with Morgan when all the signs are there. And that makes it more like, well, why are you ashamed to admit that you're in a relationship with a woman when you're bringing her to a Christmas party, you're, you know, cuddling each other's butts and Watch What Happens Live. Like, this is couple behavior, but you're not comfortable enough to admit that. You know, it seems like there's an element of shame here going on.
Oh, my God. Morgan's the side chick.
Yeah.
This is side chick. You know, that's how you treat a side chick.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Actually, yeah, you're right. Although it's all out in the open.
Except she's actually putting Morgan on her Instagram. So that just makes it even crazier.
And the side chick's getting her initial tattooed on her. Oh, that would be like stage 5 clinger. Side chick.
Yes. Kyle's branding her.
I don't know. I feel like that's just adding to the stigmatization of being out and proud. And I don't know. It's just like Kyle is loving that. It's either she is doesn't know how to handle the speculation. See, it seems like she's not handling this maturely in any way, shape, or form. She is. I don't know. My brain is just still so scrambled about the different angles that she could be having about this. Like, is she hiding it intentionally? Is she waiting? I mean, I guess I could give it to her that there's a possibility she would want to wait until the divorce is final. But
are they going to have like one of those weird arrangements? Like they never get divorced.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
And like, honestly, I'm the type of person, I don't care. Like, I'm not trying to be rude, but like, Kyle, I don't care who you're dating. Like, whatever makes you happy makes you happy. Just quit fucking lying to us for your paycheck.
Exactly. Same. I could not care less. It just feels like, you know, they are older, of an older generation where I feel like it is a bit more stigmatized than, you know, us hip millennials feel like it is.
I just feel like anything that she's ever told us on this show is because it's come out in news, like news form. Mm-hmm. So then yeah. She covers her ass by covering it on the show. So I feel like nothing that we've ever gotten other than season one has been genuine from her.
It's like she has so many secrets, but she is so desperate to be in the spotlight. It's like two things that
you can't do that.
Yeah.
No. It's like every politician, the skeletons are going to come out. We're all going to find them.
Yeah. Like, how does she sleep at night, honestly?
Not well, bitch. I'm sure.
Dorinda.
No wonder she's got those eye patches on.
I know, right? Wait, who had those on?
Kyle always has those eye patches.
Oh, yeah. I just ran out of those. I need to get some more. I've forgotten about this Dorit getting the 10K in cash stolen from a shopping cart.
I'm so glad you're bringing this up. We need to discuss this.
go off, because I'd forgotten about it.
First off, I love how she had to do the mentioning that she was going to Marshall's to buy some box cards. Bitch, have you never been to Hallmark? Have you never been to Trader Joe's?
Those are become, I feel like Hallmark is a little more less common these days. I'm not sticking up for her. I'm just saying.
But she's like, you know what I mean? Hoity-toity, or like tries to come off like that. So if I did not receive a circle gold sticker with a crown on it from Doreen with a card, you know what I mean? Like if I'm getting a card from her, I want that Hallmark sticker. I'm looking on the back of that card to see where it's from.
I thought you were going to pull out the papyrus gold.
Oh, no, that's y'all sent me a papyrus birthday card. She took notice and I was very impressed. And I was like, oh, holy shit, these are some real ones right now.
Hell yeah, I love papyrus.
And I'm actually displaying it still.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's a really cute one.
So cute. It was a little pineapple. You guys are the cutest ever. But yeah, how rude of her saying, oh, my money, I left my purse in the thing. Who goes to Marshall's to get cards?
And $10,000 in cash. Like, are you paying your staff like $1,000 in cash? Just the in cash is so suspicious.
IRS, are you watching? Are you watching, IRS? Because I'm pretty sure whoever gets that cash is supposed to be paying taxes on that bonus.
Well, also, like, if you have cash stolen from you, can you, like, I mean, you can't claim insurance. You can't, like, because that was the thing I was thinking about for the robbery is, like, you could file insurance claims for stuff that was stolen from a robbery.
Which we're going to have to get to the robbery after this one because.
Oh, yeah. Let's load them all up together.
I'm in my head. I think that this is another PK setup.
Oh, yeah.
That she's not involved in, but she's getting robbed again because of him. Like, who just keeps 10 grand in their purse while they go shopping in the busiest time of the year?
Right. In your purse. And you walk away from your purse? Are you an idiot?
I don't even walk away from my canvas bag.
Right. My mom, like, that was the main lesson. You do not let your purse out of sight anywhere in the grocery store.
Ever.
And so that just leads me to think she's either stupid, reckless, or being set up by her husband, or she's in on it. There's always that option that she's just playing the dumb little, you know, dumb little wife.
I mean, I don't doubt it because speaking of the robbery, when she's saying, oh, the robber, they left my phone because I told them I needed to get a hold of my husband.
Yeah, right.
That is the dumbest thing I have heard since my ex has given me excuses for things.
Like, you always could run over to a neighbor's house. Like,
I literally wrote that. I was like a robber. Like, you don't have neighbors. Or what about your security system? Can't you alert the cops through that?
Yeah. Well, was that like, she said they had it turned off, right? Or did they even have a security system? It was coincidentally off that night.
I mean, how convenient. I just don't believe in like coincidences. So her being like, the one time I didn't, ma'am. And then they don't have your jewelry. They leave your phone.
I know. Well, the security footage is pretty wild of the person setting it down. But also, like, there was the point that Andy brought up of, like, if they did keep the phone, it would have, like, it could have been tracked possibly to them if these so-called robbers are real.
They could have just thrown it out the window somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Giving themselves more time.
Right. I mean, I guess trying to get into the head of a criminal, like, that would get you more time to get away if they don't have their phone.
That's my first thought is, why would I get this phone if you're going to call somebody? You're going to call your husband. You just told me who you're calling.
Yeah, or the cops. Like, you call the cops first. I appreciate that Garcelle is kind of, like, getting into it and, like, making Dorit sweat a little.
I agree.
I just need Garcelle to have more of a storyline. I don't like her playing this role of, like, she's questioning the motives of people only. And that's all she's done this season. Like, we're going into the third part of the season. There have been no questions for Garcelle during this reunion.
No, that's true.
Because it was only just her and her sons.
Cute, but we need something from you. Like, okay, she did the movie. Okay, but that was like one episode. Like, what's your ongoing thing?
And I don't want them to force things to happen. You know, I don't want them to produce their own storylines. So I guess in some aspects, I just want her to be dating and mixing it up, you know?
Doesn't she work with the Angel Foundation? Like, we could see more of her volunteering. I would like to see that.
Yeah, I'm going to say I wouldn't care too much about that.
I would care about that over, like, some of the other crap I've seen.
I know. Yeah, her and her son, like, her son and her and the son's boyfriend or girlfriend.
I did not need to see that dinner.
No, I know. Not at all.
And the other kid ordering Wagyu the other time went out with her. That was ridiculous.
I know. Shit. I've never had Wagyu before. This
never in my life.
Snot nose. I was surprised. Like, I feel like everyone was really shocked to hear Dorit say that their marriage is in the best place it's ever been. And before, when filming wrapped, it was in the lowest place it had ever been. And they were not even living together. And now all of a sudden it's all beautiful and butterflies and rainbows because he stopped drinking, which
I don't fully believe. I don't know. I'm such a skeptic on all of this because it's like all of a sudden. So
I know we're jaded.
Right. And it's like, but I wouldn't be if these people didn't keep hiding things from me and lying from me.
Yeah, exactly. And Dorit and PK are like the number one. Also, I did not realize that he was bankrupt when they met.
I feel like I knew it, but it didn't dawn on me that like he literally had nothing.
So what was it that attracted you, Dorit? I thought we were dealing with something different here of like a sugar baby.
And this is pre-veneers too.
Oh, wait, PK has veneers?
Oh my God, that was the homeless not to this, because remember he went and got a cleaning and then they showed the before and after.
Oh, okay.
It looked like he would belong to homeless not to this.
Oh, really? Wait, I was thinking of the time when that happened on OC with Brooks, getting his Vicky Payne for new teeth for him. Yeah. You have really great teeth, Alex. You look like... You don't look like you have veneers, but like you have teeth that people would want. You should be a tooth model.
Oh my God, it's so kind of you. See, Mom, the braces paid off.
Oh, well, I had braces too, but mine have moved, so I need to get something Invisalign or something going on.
Girl, let me tell you, Invisalign is no more.
Oh, what do you mean?
Like they've gone under. It's now
really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Because somebody I know is going to go and they're like, I had an appointment set up and I literally could not even go because they closed.
No way. Wait, I feel like Micah has Invisalign. We need to alert her.
It's what the hell is the name of that? It was, Smile Direct. Sorry, my bad. Oh. Smile Direct closed.
Smile Indirect.
Smile Indirect. You are not smiling anymore.
Smile turn
my
around.
Bad, people.
You're not open.
Sorry to scare anybody.
I was about to say, this is probably breaking news for Micah.
She'd be crying. I don't want to do that to anybody.
Kyle admitting that she was retreating from everyone else because of her marriage failing. I get that, honestly. Like, I kind of feel like there's shame involved in what she's feeling. I mean, I feel like that's she just must hold herself to such a high standard of like them being together for so long and being such a strong family. But like, you know, it is what it is. I guess it is just like her being hurt that Dorit only would ask her what was going on in front of a camera, which I feel like that's a legit concern, you know?
Yeah.
A legit gripe.
No, I agree. And especially just they've looked so close all the other seasons.
I know, exactly. Even this season when they were sitting down at dinner with the Versace plates or whatever they were.
That was this season.
Yeah.
I could not remember if it was just at the beginning. That's why I'm like, I thought it was the previous one. But yeah, she had the brown hair.
Yeah, that's because of budget cuts.
People are getting laid off over there.
Yeah. No more 10K bonuses.
I need to know how many employees that went to, too. Ugh,
if they have any more than, like, a couple nannies, I just can't imagine the, like, money that these two are chasing constantly. I feel like, I mean, I guess doesn't PK have a new real estate show? Something with London?
I think so, but
I don't know.
I gotta see it to believe it.
Yeah, no, same. Then we get Crystal questioning Tom's dementia diagnosis.
Loved that.
Yeah. I mean, we definitely all were thinking that because of the clips that we have seen him in recent years, you know, not in the decline. And especially the fact that she does, did she say her dad or her grandfather?
Her dad. And then she said she helps, she helped with him. And then she helps with I believe it's the Alzheimer's Association, she said. Mm-hmm. Forgive me if I got that one wrong. But so she's
no, that's probably right.
Well aware of the symptoms and, right. So I loved what she said. I knew exactly what she was trying to say too.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And especially,
I mean, you would think that documents from a doctor making this diagnosis would be very important to this case. And we just don't really have the facts going on right now.
But he could pay off any doctor. I mean, everybody has a price. Not that he has the money to pay it, but the Erica getting $700,000 from her supposed private lawyer.
Oh, yeah. Right. What was that about? I remember when those pictures came out.
What lawyer is giving away money like that? And can I be a client?
Yeah, well, what's a private lawyer? Like, isn't that someone just your lawyer?
That's what I thought. What's a private lawyer? Like, they give out private loans?
Intimate.
What's the interest rate? What are we doing for these loans? Like, I have so many questions.
He's my private lawyer.
My private, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. My private lawyer. My private bedroom lawyer.
Yeah, well, what did she say that payment was for?
I don't think she said it, but I mean, she's still singing expensive, which is very classless, so I don't expect her to tell us what she's really doing with the money.
Yeah, no, great point. And then in this show, there were some horrific songs in that Bedded on Blonde.
Oh, no. Was she actually singing live, though?
I didn't. I'm pretty sure, because we're not at the performances yet, and I'm not going to finish it. So we'll never know.
I turned that shit off. I was like, I'm not giving them ratings.
It is interesting because it's like Mikey, her producer, who is just kind of critiquing. I mean, critiquing her. They're kind of like going at it and like fighting a bit. And he's like, you're just not bringing it today. You know, he's like, it's not all, you know, painting a pretty picture of her, which I, but it's, you know, kind of like, you know, it's the concept is like the clock ticks down of like 30 days till the performance goes live, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, there's that element of it, but.
And there was probably six people in the audience. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. Well, that part of the reunion was interesting where they were like, oh, yeah, well, and Sutton talking about Erica's shows and being like, Sutton knew what she was doing when she was correcting the press piece saying it was, no, they didn't go for a dollar. They went for $7.
I love that. I was trying to be nice. Yeah. Like, I thought she was being nice because I probably would have gone a lot lower.
I know. I did like cackle at the women calling her out for that because that kind of was like, it was a nice shade in a way.
I loved it. I'm here. Whenever Sutton has shade, I'm here for
it. And then, so they basically rounded out the episode with Kyle and Sutton going back into
arguing some more.
Magic Mike night. Yeah. And how, oh, they show the clip of Teddy.
Teddy the Insufferable.
Yeah, that's her title.
She's just go away.
Yeah. And then they did show the clip of how Kyle does not refute what Teddy says. It is
no,
so
not at all.
She set her up.
Teddy is her puppet.
So gross. Why does that woman have a platform?
I love that people refer to her as John Cougar Mellencamp's son-in-law's wife. Like, that is her proper title.
That's so funny. I love that's like Ariana only referring to Tom as my ex. Like, not, he doesn't get a name.
Like, especially with Teddy, like, even when she was on that Watch What Happens Live, it was so cringe the entire, every time she's on something, it's so cringy.
Oh, yeah. Her jokes weren't landing. Andy even was, like, rolling his eyes.
I think she tried to bring up Jen from OC's The Dick Pic hat, too, and Andy was just like, oh, okay, like, why are you here?
Yes. No, you're right. You're right. Oh, my God. Yeah, he was like, what are you doing here? Why did Kyle pay us for you to come on here with
us? You're only here because your friend's here. Yeah. She, like, just, and it was that ugly. She had that ugly silver suit on.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, she has a banging body, whatever, but
she's hiding it. Yeah, it's a dysmorphic body. She has a lot of issues I would like her to address.
Yeah, she passes along to others. Speaking of Ariana's ex, shall we pivot to VPR, or is there anything more on Bev Hills?
I say we pivot.
It's funny that we almost have like a Friends reference in each episode, even though like I was never like a Friends stan. I always enjoyed it, but there are so many enjoyable episodes.
I am such a stan. Like, I even have part of the collab that Lisa Frank did with Friends, like, back in, like, 2020. What? Yes, wait, I got the sweatpants.
You need to show me this. That's a collab I never knew existed.
They're in storage, so I'll have to show you a picture of.
Oh, that's amazing.
Since everything's, my life's in storage currently. But, yes, yeah, so I'm, like, obsessed. I barely have ever worn them because I, like, don't want to ruin them.
Yes. Frame them.
Just frame like them, Adrienne Maloof had her wedding gown framed, I'm gonna have my Friends and Lisa Frank pants.
You should. Oh my god, no, you really should. Like, I'm sure someone on Etsy, you could send them the sweatpants and they would send you back a framed, them in a frame, basically.
If that's not like a millennial in a one object, I don't know what is. Like, Lisa Frank and Friends sweatpants.
I know. Pure millennial. It's definitely elder millennial, I feel like.
No, screw that. No, no, we're just straight millennial.
No, I know we are. I know we are.
Oh, okay. You're bringing other ones into it. Okay. That's
I feel like Lisa Frank was kind of like very much on the scene once we became aware of her. So she was already established. You know, she kind of came up in the 80s, I think. I could be wrong.
I'm not sure of her origins, but I do want to go to her abandoned warehouse in Arizona. Oh,
same. Same, same, same. Can't imagine the rattlesnakes that have nested in there.
Oh, God. I didn't even think of that.
Wait, that should be an Airbnb experience.
There is. There's an actual Lisa Frank, like, Airbnb, no, but it's not in her warehouse. I swear. I don't way too much. Like, I find way too much Lisa Frank stuff right now.
You're like the president of our fan club.
Oh, my God. I wish.
I'll be the vice president.
We can be co-president.
Oh, okay. Fine. I'll accept the nomination.
I'm good with sharing. That's fine.
Okay, so for Vanderpump, I suggested a name that just came to me last night. It had been when I like had put away my phone, so I'm not like keeping myself awake with the blue light.
Proud of you.
I was like, okay, what should this episode be called? And I was like, okay, so basically all of Vanderpump Rules was Sheena either crying, sobbing, or on the verge of tears. So I was like, this episode should be called SOS, Save Our Shishu. And I think that is what it shall be named. Hear, hear.
I'm shocked she wasn't sending smoke signals and bat signals and whatever she could from Tahoe to save her. Oh,
yeah, to have her mom come pick her up or something. Okay, wait. She needs an Instagram partnership with Kleenex brand tissues for all of her crying.
Oh my, her and Candace from Potomac. Potomac, I think she probably uses paper towel. So she could do brawny. Candace could do brawny.
Yeah.
And Sheena needs
like
Kleenex.
Cloth napkins, I think. I'm pretty sure. Like the way she.
It's always the restaurant napkins.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Or it's the cocktail ones too. The cocktail that come with your drink. Those little napkins. She uses those too.
We are still in Tahoe. Beautiful Tahoe. So we open up with Sheena and Lala just sitting in bed, kind of recapping the day before and how Ariana had asked how the trip was, And basically Sheena going into about how she's still sad about this loss of friendship with Sandoval. And because he's been there for her before, sent her money, which we had no clue about before, because apparently she was no broke idea. During COVID, which I did a little digging on this. Not digging. I read stuff on Reddit. And
you became informed.
Yes,
so you can
yes.
inform all of us.
I educated myself. so this, I feel like this probably was the case of, because she bought a Palm Springs home in 2019. I think she also had rent she was paying on her Marina Del Rey apartment when COVID hit. I don't really know the details about her podcast because I feel like she currently has a podcast. So
that's what I was wondering. Is it what else
I
did she have?
Maybe she was released from a podcast network and that's possibly what that meant. But Shenanigans is still on now. I mean, I don't listen to it, but, you know, maybe she just self-produces. Yeah. I think she must, there must be, she might be a part of Dear Media, actually. This would be really, really easy to look up right now. I feel kind of silly.
No, I mean, we have to figure this out because Sheena Shea has a lot of accounts, though.
Oh, well, I'm just going straight to podcast app. Yeah, no, she has Dear Media. So that's legit. I mean, they have a lot of like, that's okay. Ariana had a podcast at one point. She gave up on that. So did Katie Maloney. Just FYI. But so I think that Sheena claiming that she was broke during this time was her maybe being a little overextended money-wise. Yeah, I mean, I just find it so hard to believe that she was... Okay, well, now I'm rethinking of what I was reading about how she most likely paid off all of Brock's child support payments, and now he's caught up.
Oh, no, he's been here for so long. Like, why is he not working? I understand... He comes from a rugby background, like athletics, whatever. He could still try to get a coaching job. He could try to do something.
Well, and I don't want to go all Paige DeSorbo because, like, in the public eye, being on the show, it is a job. Being an influencer is a job. If he, you know, I don't follow him. So I don't know. He probably is, like, hawking protein powders and all that stuff. So I think I even said that last week. So sorry to be a, you know. Repeat offender, but
I mean they're valid points, and
it seems like a lot of people rely on Sheena and her family is kind of the drift that I'm catching.
It does seem like that because she's got her mom and her sister and Brock and Summer, who legally Summer is really the only one she's obligated to. But it seems kind of like Lala too, that her family, I mean, she has the podcast with her brother, she pays her mom.
Oh yeah, good point. I mean, they are kind of like creating this, it's kind of a cute situation of like taking in Lala and Ocean kind of as like, because they have the houses next to each other in Palm Springs or Palm Desert. So it's like I think that's a cute little family dynamic with Randall being out of the picture.
I like that dynamic. I really do.
Yeah. Well, what do you think about Sandoval giving Sheena money?
Right?
That's why he has none now. I mean, people say that. We don't know. We can't count Tom Sandoval's money. We see he spends a lot of money. I still question the fact that, like, we know that he pays his band. You know, there was the whole thing of paying for Richella, which I totally feel like was a total production ploy. Like, why would any smart person use their own money?
You said the word smart, though. You said a smart person. He's not very smart.
True.
You're giving him so much credit here. Now, I don't feel like anything he does is authentic. So like him giving money to Sheena, I feel like that is because someday it was going to come out and make him look good.
Because he wants to bring it up later. Yeah, exactly.
Right. So I feel like there's never this like genuine, like I really wanted to help out of the goodness of my own heart. And I want nothing. I don't want credit. I want this. Because I'm not trying to be a dick here, but you can send money anonymously. So he didn't have to sign his name to that.
He also was not the one bringing it up. Mm. He didn't bring it up. She did.
Sure. I don't know. I think he's such a piece of shit. I can find anything wrong with anything he does.
I mean, that's obvious. And he's still not taking accountability. Like, he keeps hanging on to this, the fact of, like, Raquel and I did not mean to hurt anyone with what we did. But, like, that is taking away all responsibility of your actions. And I sent you guys that clip of how all of these little actions that he was taking were just FUs to Ariana the whole time. The dressing up like Raquel.
Yeah.
While they were having the affair. What was the other thing? The slapping the ass in Mexico right in front of Ariana. Another FU. It's like he hated her. He started to hate her and resent her.
The lightning bolts.
Yeah, the lightning bolts. Yep.
He made it in that video that explained, like, basically she had to be the mom and that caused so much crap, which is true. He made her his mother.
I don't know. I feel like we still didn't know enough about their dynamic about, like, were they splitting things 50-50? Was he paying all the bills? I mean, apparently he is now, but she's not, you know, at the house, or she's just stopped paying him, which, I mean, I fully support that. But, like, also her name's on the mortgage. Like, you don't want your house that your name is on to go into default. So it would kind of benefit you to keep payments up.
How much is it really going to hurt your credit score?
I do not know. I'm not a current homeowner.
I would fuck up my credit score to screw over my ex. I would do that. That's worse than splashing tires. I would totally be fine with letting it go into default for him to have crappy credit.
I also sent you guys the screenshot of the picture of him journaling where they were like, and it was just like the most mundane details of his day. It was so dumb, but also
it was like a 13-year-old. Like,
why were you blurring out some parts?
Which I don't understand, and I'm still shocked that it didn't start off with "dude, comma." Today was awful. Like, I just imagine, like, not dear diary, it's dude. Like, I mean, why are we watching this middle-aged man journal?
I know. I feel like this was a supersized episode. Did you notice that?
I feel like it was too.
An hour and 15, possibly.
Sheena should be happy. She got extra screen time in one episode.
Oh, yeah, of her just crying. Cry, 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 cry. So also I do, this is petty. This is very petty of me, but
I find it
ironic. I find it very ironic that, and I understand why she called it this, but Ariana calling the book single AF cocktail book. You're not single, girl. You're in a relationship just the same way that you were before. Just rebrand to something else. Take the relationship out of it. Like, call it something else. Like, the bad bitch cocktail book. Like, that was what her little tour was. You know? Like, you don't need to focus this on relationships. Decenter the relationships.
And, I mean, she could have even addressed, like, you know how one of, I guess, the titles of the cocktail was Little Sister Vibes. She could have still done that. She could have taken poke at that relationship completely, but...
Yeah, exactly.
Not relied on it.
I kind of love, I guess maybe, I mean, you could take this, although I'll back it up and say that, like, maybe this was the concept of the cocktail book was basically the relationship and the ending is her being single AF. I mean, for a minute, you know. Yeah,
for literally, like, what, 10 days?
Yeah, I know. It's so wild to me.
You went through all of those stages in 10 days?
Yeah, there are people that really can't be alone, and I find that to be something that people really need to look inward.
Oh, hell yeah.
But yeah, I thought Little Sister Vibes, that was crazy. That's actually an amazing title. Was that the name of a drink or a chapter?
I mean, that was just phenomenal.
I know. I also, there was one section of it called Ad Astra, which I didn't know what that meant. And it seemed way too highfalutin for those bitches to... So I'm looking up what it is.
I kept thinking of the actor Ed Asner.
That's funny. Okay. So it's a movie that came out in 2019. So that must have something to do with her and Tom. I thought it was some, like, Latin phrase, but nope.
Is this, did they have sex to this? Like, Jax and, ugh. Like, I can't.
Oh, yeah, Drive.
Yeah, how Jax and Kristen had sex to Drive, so now this is theirs. Like,
ugh.
I had never even heard of that movie.
That's their. I've heard of, of Drive.
Yeah. Oh, no, I've heard of Drive, but Ed Asner I've never heard of.
Oh, Ad Astra. Ed Asner. Okay, so then we get into this awkward and cringe AF guided meditation where Sheena and Sandoval have to sit with each other back to back. And basically Sheena's just going in and out of crying.
Oh, no, I think that this was a point between all of them. I think it was production, Brock, Sandoval, and the meditation lady. Because production, if you notice, why did Sheena not save a spot for Brock? If I'm going into anything and I have a partner, I'm going to save a spot.
Yeah, this is all a conspiracy against Sheena.
It had to be, because then him being like, after she has like her breakdown, the first breakdown, and she leaves because she doesn't want to sit near Sandoval. And Brock, I wanted to facilitate this so you could help, you know, move past this. It's been 4 months. Like, don't, just because you want forgiveness doesn't mean the other person is ready to forgive. Isn't that how this works, people? Right. Like,
in my notes I wrote, it was meditation torture porn.
Oh my God.
I don't know why. That was the only term that came to my head. Whatever that looks like.
When Schwartz was starting the meditation and he had like he's laying back with like one of his legs crossed in the air. For some reason, I just enjoyed that. It was very Schwartz of him. Like, of course, only Schwartz is the one laying down with his legs in the air.
I know. Yeah. It was just all a walk in the park for him and Lala. I felt bad for Sheena. This felt like a total setup from production. I mean, I guess it was sort of like, this was the first time we see Lala coming around, though, and she was kind of sticking up for Sandoval and consoling Sheena and being like, you know, he's human, he made a mistake. So that was sort of like a new, I mean, I guess if, you know, if this whole trip was a ploy for Lisa Vanderpump to like get all the kids together and make up, it's kind of working. I mean, the boat ride later on is another thing. But, like, you know, her plot is working at this point. They're kind of, like, reconciling a bit. I mean, especially with Lala saying, like, you know, he's human, he made a mistake.
It just bothers me, though. Like, they all went, and I don't agree that Sheena is making this entire breakup about her. I understand she was affected, but she wasn't the main character in it. So, cool it a little, Sheena. But with this, it's, like, LVP is just trying to get everybody back on Tom's side, and it's not been that long. Like, grudges are held for much longer with Lisa Vanderpump.
Yeah.
So why does everybody else have to just forgive Sandoval is what I just don't understand.
I know. Yes, a friendship breakup sucks, but Sandoval and Sheena are both OGs on this cast, and they have had a long history. I felt like I do remember in, you know, back in the early seasons where Sheena was the total outcast, but with like Stassi, Kristen, Katie, Tom did try to include her and like console her. And he has been on her side for the most part, from what I can remember in the history of the show. So I feel like there is a deeper level of friendship with them. I also don't think that Sheena needs to be telling Ariana how much she misses Sandoval's friendship. Like, get a clue.
I agree.
Say it to someone else.
Yes. Because even when Sheena finally gets a hold of Ariana via FaceTime and they're talking, she's making it about her. And I understand that they had a friendship. I guess to me, in my head, if somebody is in a relationship, they are supposed to treat that person top tier, number one. Like, that's supposed to be like they treat them better than their friends, than their, you know, same part as their family. So if somebody's going to cheat on their significant other, I take it as like, well, if you're going to do that to them, you're a shitty friend to me. So that's where I see Ariana's point of he's not a good person, and that person was like 13 years ago. Is that still the same person? Right. This way I'm getting pissed at LVP for being like, well, just, you know, his mental health. What about everybody else's mental health because of him?
It just shouldn't be forced upon them. I mean, I'm scared at the outlook of this show because they can't have, you know, one group of Ariana and Katie over here and then the rest of the group over there. And that's not a good show that a good show does not make, in the words of Yoda.
Would you miss Tom, though? If Tom was not on there anymore, would you miss him? This is a long pregnant pause.
Probably not. I mean, I'm just trying to think, honestly, because I was actually, the first thing that popped into my head was that this revenge porn lawsuit, like, people get fired over lawsuits that are filed against them, whether they are, you know, whether they are found guilty or not. So if this is something that Bravo is like, we don't want any part of this, get off our show. We don't stand for anyone that illegally records videos of someone without their consent. Like, that's a possibility I could see happening.
And it would set a good precedent.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I just don't know about what Ariana, if she sent it to other people or not. I don't know about that.
Her friend had mentioned, oh, no one has the video anymore. So then people were saying, well, why did he say the word anymore? Did that mean that somebody did have it at one point?
Yeah, why did you say have? Why did you say have at all? That implies you received it.
Right. So now people are kind of digging from that video. Right.
It does not matter if it's in your garbage that you haven't emptied on your computer.
She could have sent that airdrop. I don't know. Because if you text it, obviously there's a trail. But if she could have airdropped that to her phone, if they both have iPhones and she airdrops it, do they even have proof that she has it?
Oh, I feel like there's something in the Apple encoding. There's a trail there. Someone in, not fintech, what am I thinking of? Like, forensic technology would be able to figure that out. Also, this was a really funny part of Katie's date not knowing what penne was, which was a funny tie-in to Summer House people talking about rigatoni and how Craig didn't know what that noodle was.
Is this a male thing? Like, I didn't know rigatoni, but like penne I knew.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I knew of rigatoni. I just didn't know what she looked like. Penne is very obvious. And the fact that he was like, is that a sauce? I mean, she had the right to walk out on that date.
Right? I was like, the look on Katie's face was just sheer, like, horrified. I cannot believe I'm sitting here for this. But she sat there, so I respect it.
I know, yeah. She stuck it out. Hopefully he paid. For the penne. Also, there's all these fluff scenes about how they're still working on this restaurant that I swear is never opening. Because they took down the whole front of the facade. And there are people getting interviewed. This guy's a pickle tie, which I found cute because I love pickles.
I loved him. The pickle tie guy. I was rooting for him.
Yeah. I just eye roll at these scenes of like, their story is opening a sandwich shop that still doesn't even have an updated opening date in their Instagram bio. It still says coming in 2023.
Like, oh my God.
You're so lazy. You can't even
update one number. That's one number we're at.
Such a bad look. Yeah.
Oh God.
Also, people were saying that like people didn't get their merch and that like they get blocked after they bring that up on posts.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
that's messed up. That'll get you a lawsuit real quick.
But the rest of this, like in Tahoe, back in Tahoe, they go on a boat. Our first Sheena is like obsessing over this article that came out with them all. You know, I remember when we saw this picture online of like this group in Tahoe, and oh my God, Sheena's hand is on Sandoval. Basically, this is her spiraling the rest of the episode,
even worse than before. I don't know. I just love that. I'm sorry. I'm too petty. Like, if somebody fucks my friend over me, I'm not going to be near them even for a photo. So I was on Team Ariana for this.
That is true. She could have avoided that.
Right. And Brock looked friendly. She was even leaning her head in towards Sandoval. Like, she could have placed herself otherwise.
Oh. Not the body language.
I like to read body language.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just bothered me because they're saying, oh, he can't be crucified daily. No, I will bring the little spikes, and I will bring the nails, and I will bring the wood, and we will talk about this every damn day, Thomas, until you start admitting what you did.
Like, he must be a masochist too, that he can't just admit, even if like you are a smart narcissist, you admit that you're wrong to get people off your back.
Yeah.
You know, like narcissists are smarter than that. I think like they think that they have everyone fooled.
The ones that I know. Yeah.
And he's not trying to do that at all.
No, he keeps doubling down, which gets worse. Cause he's crocodile tears until somebody holds him to the flame, and then he just gets pissed off.
Yeah. Also, like, the fact that he had some quotes in an article calling Lala douchey, like, of all the things Lala, like, that's such a male-specific insult that, like, Lala's not douchey. Like, she's bitchy.
Right. That's like,
maybe that's me being old fashioned.
No, it's just like a high school insult. Like, are we going to,
maybe the Gen Zers are calling,
are we going to call him a chode next? Like, I haven't heard any of these in so long.
Ugh, I hate that word.
I'm just saying, like, that's a high school word.
That is the number one word that I hate. I know.
Sorry.
I know. No. You didn't know that was my trigger. Yeah. And then like, Sandoval is trying to make the same, he's trying to compare the two situations of her, you know, not being honest about her. Basically, I mean, let's just say it was a sugar daddy relationship with Randall.
Oh, for sure.
And the affair. Well, so I think that more what Sandoval is implying is that Randall was still married when they started their affair. Lala did. I don't think we have any, we don't know dates, we don't know any proof there, but so Sandoval is making it the situation with him and Raquel as the same thing, which it really isn't, obviously. I mean, there aren't best friends involved here. There aren't friend groups involved here.
Right, and Lala wasn't, she's changed since then, and she will admit finally, like, yes, those, on paper, those things happened. He won't even admit it. Like, oh, well, we didn't do it to hurt you. Who the hell does something to purposely hurt somebody?
Right. That's his excuse. Well, a lot of people. But I mean, but it's like clear he did do it to, I mean, based on those videos that we saw of like the little FUs and aggressions towards Ariana. I mean,
even just having Rachel on his shoulders, they keep showing that video of them at like Life is Beautiful where she's on his shoulders. That's disrespectful too. Like, it may, she may not have gotten it at that moment, but she's gonna see it later and put it together. Yeah.
Just, it is such a mind fuck that like Ariana really was convinced that it was like little sister vibes with Raquel.
And even He didn't take accountability, like, at all. And then he's fighting after he makes up with Sheena, fights with Brock on the gondola, and then fights with Lala later. Like, there's no accountability.
Yeah. No, I know. I just realized that a gondola is the things in the air, but then also the boats, right? Are there two different types of gondolas?
Yeah, I was so confused. I only wrote gondola down because James said it. I thought they were called something else because the gondolas in...
I think they are called gondolas.
That's just false advertisement.
That's just funny. I realized that too. The Dancing with the Stars of it all. Sheena complaining about how she... You know, everyone knows that she wanted that first. Honestly, I would love to see Sheena on Dancing with the Stars. I hope she's on next season.
Oh, she would. And I would love to see her on there. It's just like, Sheena, know your timing. Like,
yeah, exactly.
You could have never told us any of this.
I mean, I could have guessed that she wanted to be on Dancing with the Stars.
Right. But like, she could have kept some mystery about it. Where like, now she's put it out there.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that she's like, yeah. I wonder if she will get on.
I mean, LVP was on, and there's been multiple housewives. I don't see why she can't.
I know. I think it was the fact that, like, no one from Vanderpump had been on before.
I mean, there was no shot of Sheena ever being on there before this breakup. Like, I love her, but, like...
Yeah. Yeah.
It just wasn't a big show.
Yeah, no, even on the show, even on Vanderpump, she's kind of a minor character. She doesn't really have, like, any main storylines.
Not to quote Bland Marie on this, but if she did get on Dancing with the Stars, Ariana would be like, yeah, you owe me a thank you for making you relevant.
Yeah, right. Well, no, I mean, Ariana would be there in the crowd rooting for Sheena. I just think this isn't going to go well when Ariana sees these episodes, which I'm sure she currently is. Yeah. So that could actually, that storyline of them having friendship troubles could be next season as they drag out this rotting corpse of a show.
I think they need to get rid of Sandoval.
I would watch it too.
And then I think everything would go smoothly.
I think so too. I think he's just annoying at this point. I think Schwartz is pretty annoying too. He's not bringing much at all. I don't care to see him flirting with the bosun or whatever she is, the chief stew of that boat.
He needs to stay away from the deck crew. He needs to stay away from the interior. Katie Flood is prime example. That man needs to just, he's now on TikTok with some like 23-year-old girl too, which is very disturbing to me.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah. She just graduated college apparently.
Isn't that sweet?
He's like 40.
Is he babysitting her for the weekend? Old. Is he her chaperone? What are you doing with her?
Looks like it. All right. Anything more on VPR?
Just that when I say I want Tom Sandoval to go away, I don't actually mean like I want him to go away. I want him to get off my screen. I don't want anything bad to happen to him. I feel like I say get out a lot. And I just want to clarify so no one thinks I'm a psychopath. It's like, just want him far away from me. That's all.
Clarification made. All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for listening. Please go to our Instagram for premium content. Bravo Should Be Fun podcast. And please rate, like, and review our show wherever you get your podcasts. We will catch you tomorrow with our recaps of Summer House and the Miami reunion. And we love you guys. Bye.
Bye. Oh my-